Florida to San Marcos.
Greetings. Hello, this is DJ Brownbag, and you are listening to 91.5 FM Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. This is Brownbag Culture. Let's get into it.
Ethnographischer Forscher mit Rachmira. Diese lautere Gruppe auf die Herde, die mehr Reden ist. Diese gewinnt stark zu reden, aber sie ist weggesetzt mit ihm, wir reden mit ihm, so soll weiter. Diese Azar geschehen nicht. Das Satz ist, das geschehen. Es ist nicht gewinnt, diese lautere Sprache. Es steht auf der Gas, mit der Verein, mit der Treffer nicht. Die Menschen hören nicht. Und wir reden nicht. Die sorgige Menschen reden nicht, die Sachen nicht.
Somewhere to go eat pizza, right?
A very critical part of Exodus. And it's very difficult in some quarters to speak the things that I speak to you in talking about such a thing as Exodus. And now you get to, here we are, the beginning of the story has concluded, and we move into the portion of the story which we have to approach slowly. And this portion is cosmic law. And I've told you about cosmic law, but we'll spend a lot of time talking about it, and we'll spend a lot of time in trying to understand it, because it's critical to where we go from here as human beings. Cosmic law is not the type of thing that an average person can understand. If I tell you that Jesus was not crucified, most people cannot understand that. Even the existence. When I talk about the existence of Jesus, you're not able to understand that. If I say to you the Exodus never happened. See, what I have to challenge you to do is, you have one of these in your lap? Look at it. Look at the title on the cover.
This is a live translation of a story from my childhood. I don't remember this personally. It was told to me by others. It was 2004 in October. It was Halloween, and I was in an elephant costume. My mother was carrying me through the zoo, the Denver Zoo, for some sort of celebration of some kind. All of a sudden,
I was trying to figure out the 450 with the Haymarket Basket.
A group of wasps had flown into my costume and had begun crawling all over my body. They were trapped in the folds of the fabric of the costume.
Oh, but I have to be in the
I couldn't speak yet. I wasn't old enough to use words. I couldn't speak or say anything. I was just screaming. I didn't know what to do. Eventually, the wasp flew back into the autumn night, back into the air, and left me swollen and with stings and wounds. And that's the story of how I was visited by a group of wasps one night. Back in October, all those years ago. I hope someone hears that story. If someone hears it, they don't know what to do with it, but it doesn't matter. They've heard it. Yeah. Yeah. That's the end of my story. I hope you enjoyed it. That's the story. This has been Elliot Wyatt. And I'm checking off.
Hi, I'm Sal.
This has been Elliot Wyatt's story. And we're back to your regularly scheduled program. This is the Brown Bag Culture.
Maybe a philosophy. I choose to see it as an attitude and a style. And though my experience may be limited, I'll admit that, I've never met or seen a goth girl who's 50 or older. So it might just be a phase that people go through, a time in their life. I would say also that if you're asking this question, you're not goth. Because if you were, you wouldn't be asking, how do I attract her? Because you probably already have many of the same ideas and maybe dress the same. So, let's remember something. Just because somebody dresses a way, maybe they're in lots of black, or dramatic makeup, gnarly boots, and they have an attitude that isn't exactly like yours, you're making an assumption that they're completely different. It doesn't mean that they're not human. It doesn't mean they don't have a heart and feeling and lots of interesting, very, very introspective ways to communicate with you. So be friendly, go up, say hi. Confidence is always the number one thing that people need to do when they're meeting people. It's really cool to be confident. And if you don't know what to say, because you're kind of like flabbergasted because you're there and you're in the moment, give her a compliment. You know, it's got to be authentic. I mean, if...
understand what it means to be gothic. A better understanding of the subculture will help you to be respectful of her beliefs. Understanding will also help you to connect with her and find common ground between her beliefs and your own. What it means to be gothic might change from group to group and region to region, but there are three basic components to goths' culture. The social scene, the personality, and the music. The gothic social scene provides places for like-minded individuals, in this case, goths, to come together as a community and share ideas. This may include places like gothic coffee shops, clothing stores, thrift stores, clubs, fetish shops, music stores, and more. The gothic personality is usually identified by a strong sense of individualism that has a strong appreciation for the darker side of things, the supernatural, beauty and dark aesthetics, art, emotion, mystery, and drama. Gothic music is a very important aspect in goth culture. Music serves as a focal point around which the social scene revolves. Gothic music tends to have an eerie or surreal tone. Gothic bands generally make use of lyrics that focus on gothic themes, such as the grotesque and the mysterious, and may also portray gothic styles, like wearing mostly black clothing.
Has its own dance too, known as skanking. Would you like to learn how to skank? Why don't we give it a shot? When you're skanking, you need to be dressed appropriately. You can't be wearing casual clothes just like this. It doesn't work and you'll get made fun of at a show. So you need to be dressed appropriately. Let's start with our footwear. Personally, I find that Converse work very well.
Checks over stripes.
Not only do you
that's what I like.
And you fit in with the crowd, but you also will not slip when you're skanking and you have a good grip on the floor. Moving up on the body, skinny jeans are mandatory. Not only do they let you be free and let your legs move wherever they want, but they also make you feel very secure. Also with skinny jeans, a checkered belt is very good, because it fits in with the ska logo. Moving up to the torso, you need a good band t-shirt. We all know life is good, but it's not that good when you're skanking. Here we have Mustard Club. They're a good band, and they're good for when you're dancing the ska. Here we have a Bob Marley shirt. Yeah, he may not be ska, but he's reggae, and everyone loves Bob. And lastly, a good ska shirt, the Toasters. This will be great for when you're skanking around, and you'll be able to make lots of conversation with other fellow skankers. To top it all off, you're gonna need a good hat to wear while you're skanking. And voila, a fedora can do it just like that. So let's start skanking. The first step to skanking is bobbing of your arms. So let's look at this. All you're doing is moving your arms up and down. Just try practicing this and for you to get the same motion, then we'll move on to the next step. Next, you're gonna start kicking your feet while you're bobbing your arms. This is the second step to skanking. After that though, you're gonna start kicking, which is the last step. After this, just give this a couple shots and then you might be able to be a pro at skanking. Good job. Now that we know how to skank, let's try adding a few modifications to see if we can make any other skanks that would look very good also on the dance floor.
Back with another video, and today I have a tech deck right here. It's a clipboard, and I put some stickers like that. I trimmed it. Yeah. I like no slide. As you can tell, I love no slides. But so I'm gonna teach you five easy tech deck tricks. So yeah, I'm just gonna get right into it right now. The first one is an ollie. First one's a shove it. Like, I started off with shove-its, and now I'm really good at shove-its. Like, it's so easy. So what you're gonna do, you're just but you're gonna pop. You don't even have to hit the ground. You gotta, like, get it down a little. And then you're gonna just pull your middle finger if you're using your middle finger, if you're not like doing this, like some people from how they use your left finger to pop when they tell, that would be like my nollie. Like kind of nollie. I don't let them do that in this video because I can't. But we might. First one, so what you're gonna do, you're gonna pop and then you're pulling your middle finger. It's this one, it's your index, but looks like you people do it like this. Pull your finger that's on the tail inward and just like once you pull it inward, just take your finger, not take it off, but like get the motion, give it the motion that it pops and go.
We're living an extreme day.
Non-goth heterosexual men approaching goth women. Sorry guys, I'm not trying to leave anyone out. But let's say you're out there in the world and you come across a sexy looking darkly inclined lady. Rule number one, assume nothing, that she only dates other goths, she's depressed, that she's into some weird dark religion, that she's vegan, she's kinky, nothing, lesbian, cat hoarder, kicks babies. If you decide to go up and talk to her, congratulations. It takes a lot of courage to talk to somebody you're crushing on, and I know we can be intimidating. So then introduce yourself. Smile and be friendly. Trust me, we are not against that. Better to be friendly and outgoing than be like,
hi, I'm Josh.
No, don't do that. That's not sexy to anyone. Going back to the assuming nothing part, don't try talking to her about something that you're just guessing she might be into. Now, if she's like specifically wearing something, like a band t-shirt or band button, then that's an acceptable conversation starter if you actually know of and or listen to that band. Try not to ask too many questions about her
and bring you closer to never chasing women.
And again, we've talked about how to approach women as an alpha, but what if it were possible to turn the tables and get women approaching you? Well, today we're gonna show you how. And because we wanna make sure you don't do anything to interrupt your journey towards becoming an alpha, because it happens, we're also showing you the one thing to avoid doing as you morph into the alpha. All right, let's get into it. Number 10, don't fold. So here's the thing. In today's world, the expectations are high. Guys are feeling the pressure. They feel like they're expected to have brains like Sherlock, a sense of humor like Mr. Bean, a body like Superman, and money like Bill Gates. Well, maybe not Bill Gates, but you get the point. And while those are all great aspirations that guys should try to pursue to some degree, it's easy to get obsessive and start focusing too much on what you don't have, while forgetting what you do have and the things that make you a standout. And it's exactly that that gets to the heart of what it means to be an alpha.
And the topic of this newsletter is going to be how to become an alpha male. Well, I've got three different emails I'm going to go through with you today. And what we're going to really look at and delve into today is what the embodiment of a masculine alpha male is really all about, and how when a guy's not centered in his purpose and his mission, It tends to show up in other areas of his life and affect everything. It inhibits his ability to have good, healthy, drama-free, effortless, intimate type of relationships. It inhibits his ability to deal properly with money and his finances. It inhibits his ability to take proper care of his body, to love himself. It inhibits his friendships with other people. And obviously, overall, it impacts dramatically his overall sense of health, happiness, and personal well-being. So before we get into it, I got a short quote that I wrote that I want to share with you. And it says, in order for a man to become an alpha male, he must have a strong and unbending sense of self and be strongly rooted in a clear vision, purpose, and mission for his life. The more adrift a man is without goals, ambition, focus, or an emotionally compelling vision for his life, the more he will struggle in his intimate relationships with money, health, friendships, addictions, bad habits, procrastination, and trying to attain and maintain inner peace, happiness, and fulfillment. So let's get the first guy's email. He says, hey Corey, I watched all of your YouTube videos since discovering your work in mid-October, and I'm about to read your book for the third time. I've been married for 16 years and we have three lovely children, with the youngest having Down syndrome. Our children have taken all our time as they have activities 6 nights a week. Anyway, my problem is that my wife is leaving me due to me sex texting someone else, which happened 3 times, and the last time this happened in November of last year. Remember what you probably heard me say many times if you watch my videos, if you don't want to feel more special than anyone, you're a single guy and you're dating, they want to know that you think you're more special.
Shake that ass for me, baby. Let me see you shake that ass for me, baby.
So when you engage in that kind of behavior, you communicate through your actions
that
your wife is not the most special woman.
Make it clap. Why the fuck is film? Bring that money back. Why the fuck is film? Bring that money back.
Why the fuck
and bring that money back?
What happens is they get caught up. They get busy. They stop flirting and dating their wife. And just like you said, you got 6 nights a week. Your kids got activities that you're involved in. And how can you ever have the time if you ever
date? My name is Roy Kitty Osai. I want to welcome you back to 13 Cosmic Law Astrology for some more, you know what I'm saying, high vibrational information.
So something that you really should think about.
Today I'm going to be deciphering and breaking down.
What was the real reason that you were sex texting another woman?
I'm going to be deciphering and breaking down
the scriptures in the Bible. To get married to somebody that you should have never married. And the first one is kind of like what I did.
That one passage in the Bible when it says,
I talked about when I was in my 20s, just because I was weak. A lot of guys do that. A lot
the kingdom
of, men
of heaven,
both do that. They just
and
marry
all things will be added unto you.
Along, they're really,
you know what I'm saying?
Steady with,
when they say seek ye first the kingdom
get.
Of heaven and all things
and
will
grow,
be added unto you,
life,
they're not just
they
saying,
people,
you know, some old mystical ass place in your mind.
Than the person
or how you were taught to believe
with.
It in Islam or Christianity.
You've
got to
consider all those things.
It has everything to do with astrology.
One thing that guys never consider,
the kingdom of heaven,
is that
all right?
when they get dumped,
so it has everything to do with sun gazing,
even if they weren't putting their best foot forward, they ignore
that's what
seeking
first the kingdom of heaven and all things will be added unto you. That is what that means. You know what I'm
but
saying?
9 times out of 10,
by seeking the kingdom of heaven, and then all things will be added unto you. I gave you the science, and I told you
maybe
that the money was a matrix.
He breaks up with her, and then wants to go back.
All
right,
all of that shit is an illusion. It keeps you in distance. You know what I'm saying?
Most of the
all
time,
that's an illusion. What's really
together,
going on is that you're actually manifesting everything that you're creating. You're manifesting.
And then they end up breaking up for good. So you got to look at that. You got to self-analyze.
We got to both sign that contract, Mark Parker. I'm gonna put Mark Parker all on that Summer Jam screen. And by the way, Mark Parker, yes, I will still accept an investment in Donda. I got some more ideas that don't involve shoes. But if you guys are investing in the arts, y'all want to invest in this school in Brazil, y'all want to go to Africa, I'm standing up and I'm telling you, I am Warhol. I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike, Google. Now, who's going to be the Medici family and stand up and let me create more? Or do you want to marginalize me till I'm out of my moment?
Or why don't you empower yourself and don't need them and do it yourself?
How, Sway?
You take a few steps back to go.
You ain't got the answers, man. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers. You ain't got the answers, Sway.
Kanye.
I've been doing this more than you.
Doing what
you ain't
more
got.
Than me? Come on, chill out.
You
bro.
Ain't got the answers.
Kanye,
you ain't got the answers.
Bro, I'm asking you.
You ain't
a
been doing the education.
Bro.
You ain't been doing the education.
Kanye, calm down.
You don't have the answers though.
Calm down.
Because you're trying to give me advice about something.
No,
you ain't
no.
you Listen. Ain't got the answer. You ain't spent $13 million of your own money trying to empower
right.
yourself.
Yes, but I spent hundreds of thousands and doing putting out clothing lines at a smaller degree. All I'm asking you,
ain't no Ralph though. It ain't Ralph
but
level.
Let me ask you this: I'm asking.
What's the
you,
name of your clothing line? We don't know.
Kanye,
you know what I'm saying?
Because I lost money, but that's not
exactly.
That
and I could lose money on a higher level too.
And that's
don't
what
think
I'm
just
you.
Because
wait, hold on,
don't think because
Kanye,
I got the most
on.
Or the
let
least
me,
money.
Let me finish my question, dog.
Man, no,
let
man.
Let me hear the question.
You don't have
man.
The answers.
I'm asking you for the answer. It's a question. Why is it that you can't? You have money.
I just
you have
told
investors.
You I lost the money because I did not have the knowledge
okay,
of how
so
to do it the right
money.
Way.
What is
so
McDonald's official
to
response
it?
To the documentary film Supersize Me? By Matt V. Hi, Matt. We believe the movie chronicled one person's decision to act irresponsibly and distort the facts for entertainment value. The director of their film overrates and consumes more than 500,000 calories per day, more than twice the recommended amount for an adult male. He also deliberately limited his exercise and disregarded medical advice from his nutritionist and doctors. We're proud of our food and believe that it can be part of a balanced diet. McDonald's was the first quick service restaurant to provide nutrition information more than 30 years ago with our food facts brochure in the 1970s. Our work to provide nutrition-minded menu items is ongoing, and we are proud to offer such choices as fruit and maple oatmeal salads, fruit and yogurt parfaits, and our new real fruit smoothies. In addition to our iconic menu offerings, we provide our information on nutrition and full ingredient lists in a variety of ways. Nutrition and ingredient information can be found online at mcdonalds.ca. And nutrition information can be found in restaurant and posters and tray liners. Thank you very much, Matt.
But he was great. The George Gigalupo, the Stranger Name director, which is an old American family, but anyway. The bits of the role were great, but they're not all suited to me. But the fun thing was he was very cooperative and, you know, he wanted me to give a lot of input into how to change the role to make it suit me and how to take out some scenes and write others. And then there's a scene where, for instance, I was supposed to be dying in hospital or something, so I said, oh, that's a bit depressing. So then we took that out and put in, we substituted the scene that I have with Angelica Houston.
Which is one of the things people love about the movie.
Yeah, which is a really good scene, which wasn't in the original script, so we...
If I use drugs, if I get an album, but every day it gets better, every day, then gradually it leaves your head.
While you were on, while you had the habit, you did a lot of bad things.
Like what?
I think you said you were pimping for a while.
Is that bad? The habit. Is that bad?
Well, yeah, you're right. I made a judgmental word, and I shouldn't. You did a lot of things, different things.
Pimping? Listen, girls used to come to see me, right? Whores, prostitutes, call girls. I didn't have to make love to them. They wanted me to take them out. All I would do is say, I don't have any money. You want me to take you out? So they give me a couple hundred dollars. A night.
Davis knows onstage talent doesn't always eliminate offstage discrimination. How does he feel about it? Are you anti-white?
Not all the time.
It's encouraging. Not right now, for instance. I hope.
You know, I love pretty women, you know. And if you see me with a woman, she's going to be pretty. Oh.
annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport? Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noise from flights departing Logan Airport these days? Are you? Our towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Skies decision. This means that every single airplane departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information, including how to join the mailing list and file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org. And I repeat, bostonwestfairskies.org.
To Miles Davis, the upper middle class black man, a certified member of the people who made jazz for this century, the owner of Malibu beachfront land, is that unless he makes arrangements in advance, white policemen in California suspect that when they see a black man in a Ferrari, that it is stolen.
Because when I got the car, my lawyer called him up and said, Miles has just bought a Tesserosa and it's crazy. He just thought you'd like to know that. So I never got stopped.
This is where Miles Davis lives, in Malibu. He composes music here, but he also paints.
These are nude bodies of women. They have no arms.
I have some confidence in my admiration of his music, none at all in my judgment of his painting. We were told his paintings sell for from $15,000 to $25,000 to people like Lionel Richie and Quincy Jones.
This is a sports car. This is a light, and this is a prostitute. And this is an airplane.
Is the prostitute going to get a ride in the sports car?
She might.
Miles has three former wives, four children, none of whom were born by the wives. One of the ex-wives, the last, is Cicely Tyson, the actress. She's American, which gives her a bad start with Miles.
What's wrong with American women?
First thing, American women act like television. That's the first thing.
They act like television?
Yeah, like television series.
You mean they think they're in a soap opera?
Well, you know, in a predicament, rather than think about it, you just act like what they saw.
Yeah. In your book, you were pretty hard on Cicely Tyson, your last wife.
Okay, my
brother. You said she wanted to control your life. She hired a private detective to follow you around.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know you said that in your book?
I haven't gotten that far in my book to proofread it.
Well, she said you just said she would take back gifts you bought her and keep the money. Did you do that?
I don't know. Friends told me that.
It sounds like maybe you think maybe you should never have married her in the first place.
I didn't marry for that reason. But I didn't marry for sex. I didn't marry for sex. I thought she was a level-headed black woman. You know, but it switched.
She changed?
She changed because she got so jealous, you know.
Will you ever get married again?
To who?
To anybody. Not to Cecily.
I know it's a couple guys I've been looking at, but never a woman again.
Miles rarely goes out because he says the people who recognize him bother him. But this was a special occasion. His 63rd birthday in Beverly Hills with friends.
You feel your age or do you still feel young?
Where?
Anywhere. As a man or as a musician, do you feel that you're getting into the golden years? Technically, you'll be eligible for Medicare in a couple of years.
No, I don't think about that.
I mean, I think the obvious thing here is that daylight savings is ending, and so we're effectively going back in time an hour. An important thing that most people forget about daylight savings is, unfortunately, that it's very important to remember that you'll have a maximum pregnancy protection as long as you take your birth control pill about the same time every day. However, with the advent of the end of daylight saving, your full schedule can get rather messed up, I'd say. And so it's not even a PSA, it's from the heart, it's from the soul, it's from the body and the mind.
Keep that in mind.
Please, please, please. Adjust your schedule. You know, keep yourself from ovulating. I think that's the most important thing that we can gain from this little segment.
Never ovulate.
Never ovulate. There's just not enough hormones in your body for that.
Substantive issues. I want to talk about a substantive issue that very few people are going to talk about today, and that is the New York Times has a long piece about childless women and men. This is a substantive issue because there are just too many people in American society who are not having children. I know, unpopular viewpoint with the left, This is a true thing I'm going to say that is going to trigger the Lebs by virtue of it being true. Americans are not having enough children. We're not having enough children to support our giant social welfare state future, but in this sort of self-obsession.
These are the healthiest ones. If you're not inclined to have and raise children, but you do so anyway, are you going to tell those kids, yeah, I didn't really want to give birth to you, but I did so because I felt it was my civic duty as an American? Are you going to tell them, I don't really like kids, but I had you because I thought there were just too many immigrants in this country? Those don't seem like the best reasons to have kids to me.
So the New York Times has this fawning article about a bunch of old people who don't have kids. Now, you might think that that's sad, a bunch of old people who don't have kids. They don't have kids to visit them. They don't have grandkids to visit them. And in fact, there's a picture leading this piece of four old people sitting on a bench looking out into the ocean.
I'm sure for you it's sad, but how do you know they're sad? I know that having kids is great for a lot of people, maybe even most people, but is it really that hard to fathom that there are at least some people who prefer not to be saddled with that responsibility? Maybe these old folks are sitting on that bench reminiscing about all the things they were able to do.
Do you want something?
Yeah. I'd like a bottle of beer.
The beer's just in the bar.
Oh, all righty.
Motorcycles came through this way yesterday. They didn't stop. Is that what they give you in those races for killing yourself?
That's right. You want it?
Huh?
Well, go on, take the plane.
No, go on.
What is going on, guys? It's JWO coming at you. For the first time in what feels like absolutely forever, I haven't done a video for you guys in a while. The last couple of videos that I have done for you have been unboxings. That's what today is going to be. But what I'm going to do for you guys today is I'm going to record three videos. Number one is this unboxing, my first video of 2016. Number two is just a few things I want to see from WWE going into next year. I've done a few WWE debate videos over the last year. Some of them have gathered good attention, some of them not as much, but you know, the first one that I did, I think, was about Chris Benoit being in 2K16. 2K15.
Like, his obviously his transformation of Sonic is achieved when he absorbed energy from all seven Chaos Emeralds, or in this case, the Master Emerald. Super Sonic Feats I will be covering focus mostly on his fight with Enter Knuckles, since that's the cliffhanger I just left you on. And the most recent appearance of it, unless you count Genesis, which I don't. All he did with his super form in Genesis was overcome the power of the Super Genesis wave and warp reality back to the way it was before, essentially pulling a flashpoint. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. back to supersonic versus energy.
And then I disappeared for reasons
first,
of
his durability is way better. He's taking attacks straight from Enerjack, full on, and is completely unharmed. Supersonic states that he's invincible, and the fact that Enerjack, who is a multiversal figure, can't seem to hurt him seems to support that. Plus, if Enerjack is beyond universal, we can assume Supersonic's durability has increased tenfold since he got taken out by a universal explosion. Not only does he take powerful blasts and punches like nothing, but getting degenerated and regenerated elsewhere didn't seem to slow him down one bit. His attack potency is way up too, since he was doing a lot more damage to Enerjack than Enerjack was doing to him. In fact, Supersonic appeared to be stopping Enerjack the entire fight. This may not seem like much, but it actually speaks volumes to the power of Supersonic considering what we know about Enerjack. The fight didn't last very long in the comic, but it's described as the biggest clash of superpowers Mobius had ever seen. And I believe it. The fact that the destruction of the area was so minimal only attests to the fact that Sonic was in control of the fight the entire time, which puts him on a whole new level. Some other accolades of Supersonic include a defeat over Perfect Chaos, the Bio-Lizard with help from Shadow, and a tussle with a robot called Adam. Each time the Supersonic state is called upon, our titular Hedgehog displays a fantastic amount of power that few can surpass. However, it is possible. Sonic is the only one who can turn super after all. Following our theme, let's look at Super Scourge.
So weird. The way you say
like
that.
Supersonic, Super
Scourge. He said that, I have no that. He said that, I have no nationality. Inside that, I have not age. I have no name. I am not a man. I am not a human being. Inside, I am other thing. I don't know what I am, but I know I am not that. It's weird. It's weird. But if that is weird, if to make a picture is weird.
The Adventures of Godzilla. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the new member, Mothra. So, hey Mothra, my name's Godzilla, or you can call me Shin.
Nel topo I was telling my girlfriend. In my way, but I was to tell you a story.
Of course.
The Holy Mountain, I want
well,
to
let's
do an
have
experience.
A wedding.
To change all
right,
the
let's
way
have
to
a wedding
my
right now.
Not to tell any story.
Okay.
And then I organize a sister inside the picture, who is not to tell any story, is to give to the audience an experience like the LSD giving.
Yes.
That I want to do. To change the mind. I failed maybe.
Yes.
I don't know about
that.
But I was trying to make a picture who can open the mind of the person who sees that. From person say, stop to shoot. I have a manifestation in the street asking for my best, comparing me to Manson the criminal. I suffer a lot. It was terrible to do this picture. It was not easy. The industry was the industry like today.
Oh, yes, I did. Rob.
And myself, I was fighting against the industry.
Well, it's time to take you right now.
An artist doesn't sell his idea. You are there and suddenly come an idea.
No? Like
it's yes. Like in the ocean. You have you do like this. You have a little fish, a big fish, suddenly... Away, wow, and then you want to do that. But you don't know why. But I was.
This has been DJ Brown Bag. You have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Freeform Radio. Thanks for listening. This has been Brown Bag Culture. Tune in next week. Same time.
can't do that. You won it. You have to get your name engraved on it, whatever you do. It's important to you. You don't give something like that away just like that. Not unless you knew a girl real well and you liked her.
Hey, Johnny. Yo! About this town. They got a dock here. They're gonna rewire crazy. Hey, what are we gonna do? Sit around and scratch ourselves? Yeah, we gonna wait for crazy? Or are we gonna get out of this dump?
We're gonna wait for crazy.
We'll be right back.